Okay, peoples, happy holidays and good day to you. Today is Christmas Eve, and your servant, Mr. Robert Lukowitz, and myself, Captain Josh Olive, are sitting here in the Fish and Frank's World Headquarters preparing to record for you a place-by-place fishing report. Now, we have a moderate challenge with this today, and it might have a little bit to do with the weather, which has changed significantly over the past 24 hours and has made all of the fishing reports that we've had, I don't want to say obsolete, but obsolete.
Obsolete's the right word for that.
But all the same, we are going to do what we can here. Robert's going to give you the best information he has, and as we talked about last week, some of that will probably be coming through his crystal ball and his lens of understanding about how things might or might not happen in the near future. But you gotta understand, we're not the fish. The fish do what they want. So,
it's a fun guessing game.
We're doing the best we can. If it doesn't happen that way, hey, it's the fish's fault, not ours.
Yeah.
We told you how it was supposed to go down.
That works.
That out of the way, let's get this party started. We will begin with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and Upriver along with Shell Creek.
Oh, there you go. Well, I've had actually a couple reports this past week. Some snook have been being caught, redfish, and some juvenile tarpon from basically the Navigator over to the Shell Creek area. And that's going to change a lot. I think it's going to get better with this cold snap. I think we're going to see a lot more fish pouring up that way.
Now, not necessarily today with the cold snap, but
over the next week.
Yeah. As we normally expect to see. I mean, this is the time of year when things start to get better up the rivers. This
exactly.
is what everybody's been hoping for, that fishes up that way.
Yes. So it should definitely get a little bit better. I'm pretty positive of that one.
Now, unless, of course, the weather does flip-flop on us and heads back up to 90 degrees.
Yeah. Even if it does that, I think this cold snap's going to push enough of them up there that we're undecided. I think it's going to increase it a little bit. It may not set it completely on fire, but I think it'll be much better than what it has been.
You heard it here first, folks. Robert said the river's going to be completely on fire.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is that what I said? Sure.
I only hear what I want to hear.
I know.
Darce Park Boat Ramp, I-75 Bridges area.
I got nothing there.
No reports. The 41 Bridges Live Oak Park area.
Let's see, we've gotten some people have gotten some snook, a few trout, one redfish, a couple of black drum, and even a couple of small sheep's head. But, you know, 41 Bridge is 41 Bridge. It goes in little spurts no matter what time of year it is.
Right.
Yeah.
So. But still, sounds like some fish are biting down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Wouldn't surprise me if we start to see the snook pick up a little bit more there, especially in the evenings when they've had all day to warm up and right at sunset kind of thing. And then the same way, it wouldn't surprise me if more trout start to move up that way just a little bit more, because it seems like when that water temperature hits that 60 degree and dropping, start to catch a few more around those power lines.
Around the power lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I typed all that right.
You think so?
No, but it's close enough.
Good enough.
I mean, people used to read Frank's reports, so if they can read that, they can read this.
Yeah.
Lashley Pier.
A couple mangrove snapper and a couple sheep's head is all I've heard about. I know a guy was going trout fishing there yesterday because his buddy supposedly did good, but I didn't hear it directly from anybody other than rumors, so I couldn't tell you.
But still a little bit quieter than what we would think.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as reports go, definitely. And
okay.
It's a nice little park, but fishing is weird there. For me, anyway.
How about the Bayshore Pier?
I've got nothing.
That makes a bunch in a row.
Yeah.
All right. How about the Port Charlotte Saltwater Brackish Canals?
Oh, they're kind of catching a mixed variety of stuff up in the canals. Let's see, I've had several people catch some sand bream off their docks, mangrove snapper, baby jewfish, some snook, There's been a lot of juvenile tarpon starting to pop in a lot of different parts of those canals, the Pelham Waterway, the Manchester Waterway. And then they're starting to see some black drum. Not a lot of people have been catching the black drum, but they're starting to see them. And the visibility has gotten a lot better. I've got 3 feet of visibility off my dock now, which is nice.
Okay.
But there is still some debris in there, even though they removed that dock, what, a week ago or so? Mm-hmm. There's still some stuff there somehow, because one of the boats coming through asked, and I said, yeah, they removed it as best I know, and as he got closer to it, he went, dunk, it's something. And I pulled out a, let's see, it's a 20-foot 2x6.
Nice.
Out of the water the other day.
20 feet long.
Yeah. It's laying up in my yard. Waiting to dry out a little bit more and get a little warmer before I cut it into pieces to haul it out.
So what you're saying is there might be more debris in there.
Oh, yeah. There's still debris. They can't get it all. It's just very hard. I mean, they worked on that dock for a few hours and had to come back for a second trip to pick up more stuff on.
And did you mention the sheep's head?
There's been a couple around, but I haven't heard of many this week.
So, just like we said last week, don't get too excited.
Yeah. I mean, I think we'll start to see more coming in with this colder weather, but I haven't had too many reports on them this week.
Okay. The El Jobin Pier.
Oh, let's see. They've been getting a few trout there. Mangrove snapper and some snook at night. But I think the sheep's head are going to start to move in there more now. Now that it's getting... Now that this water temperature is going to get to that right spot, we should see that increase, I hope.
Okay. I'm going to put an asterisk on both sides of should.
Should, yes.
And how soon do you think they'll be there?
I think within the week, by the first of the year.
Okay.
Be my guess.
Okay.
My temperature's dropped enough because we're seeing 60 degrees and dropping in water temperature.
But, you know, the reason the asterisk is because you never know what kind of a sheep's head season it's going to be up here. Sometimes we have pretty good ones at El Jobin, and then sometimes all the conditions appear to be right, and they just don't show up.
Yeah.
So we'll see what we see.
Yep.
We're going to keep our fingers and toes crossed for you. How about the other parts of the Myakka from the bridge up to Marker 8?
I've heard of a few snook up there and some juvenile tarpon, but that's it. Been pretty quiet overall in there.
So how is this going to affect the juvenile tarpon? I mean, obviously those fish stick around. They don't migrate.
Mm-mm.
But cold weather is not really a tarpon's friend.
It's not. Usually you'll find them where they just go down and settle in the bottom of some deeper holes. But they're still always a pain in the butt to catch anyway, so... doesn't really matter. You know, whether you see them roll or you see them on the bottom machine, it still doesn't matter.
Right.
It's just pure luck.
But don't necessarily expect them to be going great guns until we get a little bit warmer out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say afternoon fishing is going to be more your friend for the next 7 days.
Just like with the snook.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that likes warmer water. Same for the guys that are going after peacock bass in freshwater.
Exactly.
You want to have a little bit of warmth in there. You know, these are species that... just don't do chili.
Right.
How about the South Gulf Cove canals?
South Gulf Cove, I've got some tilapia and a few Mayan cichlids and a couple of bass way in the back dead-end canals. Other than that, it's been pretty quiet over there.
The tilapia and Mayans, they biting on live bait? Or?
Yeah, the guys caught them on minnows and pieces of shrimp.
Interesting.
Yeah. One guy catches them on worms all the time, but I didn't see him this week.
Right. Well, they do like some worms.
Yes, they do.
How about the West Wall?
West Wall's been pretty quiet unless you get way down towards Cape Hayes. I just haven't had much reports. I know last week they were doing good, but I just haven't had any updated report this week to say good, bad, or indifferent.
Okay. So what shall I say about the south end?
Snook, some redfish, and a few trout, kind of more out in the trough and up on top of the bar. Just haven't had much for anything over there this week.
Okay. How about Cape Hayes itself?
Cape Hayes has been doing good on trout, bonnet heads, ladyfish, of course. And there has been a couple pompano caught there. Not gangbusters by any stretch, but a couple oddballs caught. And one guy caught a 19-inch flounder down there. It was the biggest flounder he's ever caught here in Florida, so he was pretty excited about that.
Well, you know, normally one 19-inch flounder wouldn't be something really to report, but it might be the tip of the spear.
Yeah, well, and this is the time of year, and that's one of my more favorite areas to fish, especially on an outgoing tide, fishing on the Boca Grande side of Cape Hayes on that trough that goes towards Turtle Bay. Mm-hmm. Those flounder like to sit along that drop-off there, sometimes facing into the current, waiting for stuff to get swept off that flat there. Just most people don't try to target them that way, so they don't catch them very often. But it can be a pretty good spot sometimes. Same with that gravelly trough that everyone cuts through, that 6 feet of water out there that's between the marker five there.
Right.
That can be a good spot too for them because it's kind of shelly.
A lot of people don't even realize it's gravelly.
Yeah. Can be pretty good.
Dig it. Turtle and bull bays.
Lots and lots of trout, and that's where they've been catching, or where I've been getting most of my reports, I guess I should say, for snook and reds also. Yeah. Snook and reds are under the bushes with a few reds out on the flats and around some of the oyster bars, but the trout have been scattered throughout the whole thing out in the open areas. And they're getting them up to like 19 inches, no giants, but consistent numbers.
Yeah, Mike said they caught 40. In the first hour yesterday.
Nice. That's pretty good.
Yep.
And he was catching them all on paddle tails, even better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not a shrimp. Not a shrimp in sight.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else going on here?
Nope.
Okay. Then we will move out to Cape Hayes Reef and Danger Reef area. We heard anything going on here?
Nothing.
More open area now that the Spanish mackerel have abandoned us. There's nothing happening?
No, I haven't gotten a report there this week at all.
Okay.
Unfortunately, just quiet.
That's all right. We'll move on to Gasparilla Sound.
Right. Gasparilla Sound, you got sheep's head scattered all over some of the oyster bars and under the mangroves and over towards the trestle. And then there's been a lot of trout over there behind the Three Sisters. And then trout over towards Whidden Bay.
Okay. And these trout have been accommodating?
Yes.
They're willing to hit whatever you want to throw at them?
Yes.
Up to and including bottle caps at this point?
Not quite that bad, but pretty good.
Okay. They've been hungry for shrimp or soft plastics. Doesn't seem like it would be that hard to type that word, but I had to try three times. No good reason for that. All right, moving on to the Placida area.
Well, let's see. The Placida trestle has been mostly sheep's head, a few mangrove snapper, a couple of people get some snook at night, and then there's also been a couple of bonnet heads being caught. But, you know, it hasn't been gangbusters. I guess it's just been like a slow steady.
Okay.
But I expect I'll hear more reports this week with everyone kind of down visiting.
Well, you know, I think part of it, too, was a lot of people were trying to get as far offshore as they could.
Yeah, with the nice weather last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we've got kind of the opposite thing going on, so
yeah.
You'd probably get more inshore reports.
Yeah, I had a guy run out 46 miles in his 21-foot bay boat.
Well, don't do that today.
No. No. But he had some quality
sure if
fish.
Really, it's such a smart thing to do anytime.
No, I don't think it is. No, I don't think so either.
Because most guys just aren't prepped for that.
No.
I mean, you might have a radio, but how long is the antenna? How far are you going to be able to reach with it?
Right.
Do you have a sat phone? Do you have an EPIRB? You have any of the things that you really should have when you're going offshore?
Nope.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I don't know. Some people are risk takers.
Yes,
they are. I get that. Most of them even come back.
Yeah.
But not all of them.
Nope.
How about Lemon Bay?
Lemon Bay, I've had some guys catch some trout in Lemon Bay, north of the bridge, and then all the way to the bridge.
And when you say bridge, which bridge are we talking about?
The Tom Adams Bridge.
Okay, because there's also the Minnesota Bridge.
Sorry, Tom Adams Bridge. And then they've also been getting a few sheep's head around that with some mangrove snapper. Haven't heard of any of the snook fishermen out there, but that doesn't say those fish aren't there either. It's been mostly just the trout have been the exciting thing for most of the guys up there.
Well, we finally have a good trout bite.
Yeah.
It's nice to see.
It is.
How about the Anger Pier?
Anger Pier. Some snapper. A few sheep's head. There's a few ladyfish there. One customer did catch. I couldn't tell by the picture because it was a really, really lousy picture. I don't know if it was a baby bull shark or a black tip. But it was a 3-footer.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, you know, those might show up just about any place.
Yeah, exactly.
How about the Venice jetties?
Sheep's head, and that's the only reports I've gotten. There's been a few sheep's head, and it hasn't been gangbusters. It's just been good enough to where it's worth driving up there to fish for them, but not, like, super exciting. But that's the only report I've gotten from up there.
Do you expect that to also improve with this weather?
I would usually say yes. But the way the last couple of years have been so up and down out there, I'm not even going to bother guessing. I mean, because the last 2 years really have been really weird seasons where it's like I get 3 or 4 weeks of great reports out there, and then I get mediocre to no reports for 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's very inconsistent.
Consistently inconsistent now after 2 years.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
How about the bottom fishing and trolling? Now, obviously, you know, 6 to 8 seas today.
Yeah.
3 to 5 seas tomorrow. Nothing but 2 to 3 foot seas through about Wednesday, which is all the report we have right now. So opportunities are limited.
Yeah.
But it might settle down. And if it does, here's what's been happening out there.
Well, they were getting kings in Spanish, but those are gone now. I don't foresee them coming back until the spring. Mangrove snapper, some yellowtail at 20 to 35, gag grouper from 15 to 35, grunts and porgies, and some sheep's head from 1 to 15 miles out. And I haven't had any reports of any pelagics to speak of.
No cobia?
One short one. That was it. I think, what was it, 30 inches or something like that. It was a short little guy. But that's the only report I've gotten on anything like that out there.
How picky have these fish been?
Not real picky. Guys are catching them on shrimp, squid, cut sardines. A couple guys have been cast netting or trapping up some little pinfish and doing okay. Seems like a good mixed variety.
And while we're on the topic of picky, how picky have the sheep's head been?
Out there?
Just in general. I mean, are we at the point where they're starting to turn down the shrimp, or are they still good with that? Do we have to move on to crabs? Are we handicapping ourselves by not having them, or what's your general feel for how our sheep's head are doing?
We've got crabs now. Guys have been just catching them mostly on crabs and shrimp, though. But I'm hearing of more crab than anything else. But the majority of those people are fairly new fishing, and that's all they seem to know is you got to catch them on crabs, and that's it.
Gotcha.
One guy was looking for fish bites the other day because he likes catching them on fish bites, which is what I like to catch them on. But we are sold out. Should be in here any day now, though. But it could be in one of these 212 boxes that are back here.
Yeah, there is quite a stack.
Yeah. 6 pallets of crab.
Yeah, it kind
literally
of fills the employee restroom also.
Yes.
There's not a lot of room for a maneuvering in there. Mm-mm. Right now. I mean,
It was literally 6 pallets. It was awesome.
Yeah. How long did it take you to get all this stuff here to the office?
30 minutes.
Yeah. Well, that's the excitement here at the World Headquarters.
Yeah.
We are moving on to the passes. We are starting in the south with Punta Raza.
I have gotten nothing from any of the passes, to be honest. I haven't had anything at all.
From any of the passes?
None of them.
Okay. So I'm just going to copy this, and then I'll paste it here in Redfish Pass. We have nothing to report. Captiva Pass. We have nothing to report. Boca Grande Pass?
Nothing.
Nothing to report.
No, I got nothing from them off
what
the beaches.
What is going on over there? We never get nothing reports out of there.
No. It's a little weird. Like I said, my neighbor saw some snook over there just to the north of the pass. Well, what would that be, northeast? Inside. Mm-hmm. But that's it. I haven't heard of anybody. I got nothing from anybody that was beach fishing this week out there or anything.
Okay. How about the
way out of character?
Matt Lachey Indian Field Smokehouse Bay area.
A lot of trout and a few redfish. And even a handful of snook. Danny Latham, one of his customers, got a 34-inch snook, I think it was. And then they had a 29-inch redfish, and then they had several other redfish that would have been in the slot. And they caught all those on shrimp.
Very cool.
Yeah. So it's been okay back in there.
Yeah. I dig it. All right, how about the south end of Pine Island Sound?
Sorry, pardon me. I got nothing down there.
Nothing. How about the north end of Pine Island Sound?
North end up there around the shacks up to Yuseppa. I've gotten some guys that were catching some nice trout. They caught one redfish. They had one pompano. And I think the other one was a permit. It was hard to tell from the angle on it.
Okay.
So a little bit of stuff down there, but it's been a funky report this week for majority of people have been coming in. We've been busy, you know, because of Christmas coming up tomorrow. And we've been busy with people buying product, but not as many people that were fishing there just anticipating, because some of these people actually just got, I've had 3 different people this week that have gotten their boat back from being repaired.
Right.
From the storm.
You've got a weird time of year right now because, like you said, it's the holiday. A lot of people are busy with preparations for that. They've got family coming down. You know, you got to do all of your baking and all of your shopping and all of your wrapping and all that kind of crap. And, of course, we all put it off to the last minute if we possibly can.
Imagine that.
So you got that going on, but then you've got a lot of people traveling. People are going to visit family. People have family coming in, and it screws everything up a little bit.
It does. Definitely screws up the reports, that's for sure.
Yeah. And the roads.
Oh, my
Jug
gosh.
Creek, Shoal, and Bokelia.
Just some trout. That's the only report I've gotten over there. 2 different people are getting some nice trout. And they caught all those on shrimp and paddle tails. Oh, and there's a lot of puffer fish there because they lost a lot of paddle tails to puffers. Job security.
Sea squab. How about Burnt Store and Two Pines?
Some redfish and snook along the bushes and even out in the trough. And then there's been some trout from the trough out to the outside of the bar to about 5 feet of water.
I wrote that they're in the trouts instead of in the trough. How did the redfish and the snook get into the trouts? That doesn't make any sense.
They were a teeny tiny redfish and snook. They became part of the food chain. And that happens.
It does.
It does happen.
I don't know. Fingers are frozen or something.
There's a lot frozen. It's chilly in here.
The East Side, Keys, and Pirate Harbor.
The Pirate Harbor area has been doing good on trout. The East Side, it's been pretty quiet overall. A lot of mixed reports of either nothing or a handful of small snook. But nothing good this week on that side.
Except around Pirate Harbor.
Right.
Gotta quit yawning. You're making me tired.
No, it's just what I do. It's terrible.
It's not like you didn't have any caffeine this morning.
I know.
All right. Alligator Creek, poachers cutting the skating
rink. Those chocolate chip cookies, I'm going crashing.
Yeah. Yep.
Those were good cookies.
You're off the sugar cliff.
Hey, those cookies were damn good. I like it. You don't see me eat chocolate chip cookies like that very often.
Well, most chocolate chip cookies are crap.
I know.
You got to make them right.
Your wife made them with love.
She does, too.
Yep. They're pretty awesome.
And also with properly softened butter. And also by shortening the bake time by 1 minute. That's the key to making the proper cookies.
Well, I guess so.
All right. You going to tell me now about Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, Skating Rink?
Nothing.
I waited all that time.
You did.
For nothing. I could have typed nothing while you were... Yeah.
Just got no report there.
Okay. Do you have anything for Ponce de Leon Park?
They've been catching a couple snook there, a couple of mangrove snapper, and I heard of two nice jacks. One was probably about 10 pounds, I think the guy said. The other one was a smaller guy, like 5 or 6 pounds.
Well, for most people, a 5 or 6 pound jack is a pretty good jack. Because we're used to those little 1 pounders that feel like 5 pounders.
Right.
And those jacks just cruising the channel?
Yeah.
They catch them on bait or they throw in lures?
Oh, the one guy caught his on a lure. The other guy was throwing, he just had shrimp sitting out on the bottom and caught it that way.
I tell you what, if I was going to fish over there, I'd have a popper on a rod just sitting there, waiting and ready. Those jacks come through, that popper goes out, bam, bam, bam. Get their attention. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. You know, you see a lot of people who have nothing but frozen shrimp, and they're trying to throw that frozen shrimp right in front of the jacks and get their attention. And sometimes it works out, but nothing like bringing them over with that popper and watch that topwater hit.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Fireworks in December. PGI Canals and Punta Gorda area.
Juvenile tarpon rolling all over the place, but not eating, which is normal. Snook have been doing good. Some bigger mangrove snapper. And people are starting to see some more black drum rolling around in there. And I suspect it's going to pick back up, or pick up more. A couple people have been doing okay on some sheep's head in there, but I think it's more or less bycatch by accident. But wouldn't surprise me if more sheep started moving up in there.
I'm sensing a pattern with this sheep's head thing.
Yeah, they're starting to move up here. Imagine that.
I can imagine it.
Yeah, we'll see how it works out.
How about the Gilchrist Pier?
Got nothing.
But there'll be sheep's head there next week?
Nope.
No.
That place never seems to get sheep. Well, not never, but very seldom does it get sheep's head there.
I caught a sheep's head there.
Yeah. I've seen them there.
5-inch sheep's head count.
It's just not common.
Alligator Creek Reef. Speaking of a sheep's head spot.
Some trout. There's been a few sheep's head. There was a couple snook sitting on it. And then baby jewfish.
I hope we get some real nice water clarity later in the season.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of my absolute favorite places for sheep's head fishing, but I like it so much better when I can see it.
Imagine that.
It just makes it that much cooler, man.
Free line your shrimp down there. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to do it. I think that's one of the biggest mistakes out there is people put too heavy of a weight on when it should be just free lining.
Yeah. They hear the word reef. And they don't take into account that, yes, we say reef, but you're in 12 feet of water. So you don't need to have all that weight out there.
Right.
More often than not, all that weight just ends up keeping you in the rubble, and then you end up breaking off. So go a little lighter.
Right.
Any word on the deep holes in Charlotte Harbor, the 20-foot holes?
Nothing.
I'm going to put tongue fish again.
You can.
I'm doing it.
You should do that.
I just did. All right. How about the bait fish reports?
Nothing. Good luck. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, last week we had a bunch of bait out in the Gulf.
Yeah, and I've gotten a couple reports about some bait out in the Gulf, but not much. More guys were interested in hauling butt offshore.
Okay, I'm just going to use a one-word report here. I'm going to say unlikely.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, how about the freshwater canals, creeks, ponds, lakes, ditches?
Crappy.
Puddles.
I mean crappie. They're getting some crappie in them and a few bass. You know, all the bass. I mean, we've been selling a lot of shiners for the bass fishermen, too, so they've been doing fair on those. But also, the crappie guys have been catching bass on their crappie minnows and their little beetle spins and jigs.
Jigs and live minnows.
Yeah.
And the bass, what are they like? What would you do if you wanted to catch bass? Would you use shiners?
I'm using shiners.
Okay.
Yeah. Shiners seem to be the most productive.
And if you wanted to use an artificial, just to be difficult?
Plastic worm. Just my old faithful that I have the confidence in.
But they'll probably take all the usual bass baits, too.
Oh, yeah. With as cold as it's getting, though, I probably wouldn't be trying a spinnerbait.
Oh, a spinnerbait can be so fantastic this time of year, though.
If you slow roll it.
You gotta go slow. That's the thing. A lot of people want to fish that spinnerbait like a buzzbait.
Right.
It's like, come on. Settle down.
Nope.
Slow roll that thing off the bottom. Wham.
There you go.
All right, so normally this would be where we would put the tarpon reports, but since we said the tarpon are done till spring last week, and it still is not spring, despite us having given it a whole 7 days,
right?
We're not there. So I guess that wraps up this place-by-place report, unless you have anything else that you'd really, really like to add to it. Do you?
Nope. I got nothing else to add to it other than Merry Christmas.
See, that's what I was giving you the opportunity to do.
Is that what it was?
That is what I was doing. I was giving
Merry
you the
Christmas
opening
slash
to
Happy Holiday.
Festive New Year.
Something.
Enjoyable. Yule.
Enjoy your family or enjoy your chosen family, whichever one you decide to hang out with. That's about all I got.
And if you can't stand them, then just enjoy
stay
yourself.
Home. Yeah. Sometimes
and try to stay warm.
To do. Definitely
Yeesh.
Stay warm.
Ridiculous out there. All right, folks. We plan to be back here sometime soon with another one of these. Maybe in a week or so, Bob, you think?
It would be nice.
Okay. All right. We'll see how we can make that happen.
We'll see how the weather works.
Yep. All right. Well, there's only one thing left to say, and that's good night, Robert.
Good night, Robert.